This is JIS News. Coming up, House of Representatives approves carry-on budget. Junior stock exchange incentives to continue beyond the 2015-16 financial year, and agriparks to be expanded. The news in detail after the break.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. The House of Representatives has approved a carry-on budget of $83 billion, allowing the government to take care of its spending needs until the next budget is presented. The vote on account resolution, which facilitated the introduction of the carry-on budget, was tabled in the House by Finance Minister Ole Shaw Tuesday.
Be it resolved that this Honorable House hereby approve the sum of $83.839 billion being charged upon the consolidated fund to defray the charges of the several heads of expenditure specified in the attached schedule until such time as the Appropriation Act 2016 shall have been passed.
The carry-on budget will cover the period of April 1 to June 30. Meanwhile, the government will conduct preliminary cabinet considerations on the budget on April 4 and final consideration on April 11. The Standing Finance Committee will examine the budget from May 3 to 5, and the budget debate will be held May 9 to 19. The budget is slated to be sent to the Senate for its deliberation on Friday, May 27. The special scheme of tax incentives for companies listed on the Junior Stock Exchange, JSE, will remain in place beyond the end of the current fiscal year. Finance Minister Ole Shaw has given instructions for the tax break to continue, despite earlier indications that the benefits were to be varied as part of economic reform efforts.
It has already given access to equity capital to dozens of growing businesses in many sectors, including manufacturing. Preserving it will mean that this can continue for only a negligible fiscal cost while creating new streams of investment and job creation.
With the launch of the Junior Stock Exchange in 2009, companies that decided to list were offered a 10-year tax break, 5 years free of corporate income tax, followed by 5 years at half tax. Benefits also included an exemption from tax on dividends or other distributions by the junior market and relief from transfer tax and stamp duty on transfers of shares in JSE junior market companies. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs is reminding Jamaicans who have been denied entry, detained, or mistreated at the ports of entry of other CARICOM countries to file a formal complaint at the Ministry's Consular Affairs Division. Citizens are also encouraged to fill out the complaint forms available at the nation's two major airports. Portfolio Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith has raised concern about recent media reports of Jamaicans being ill-treated and denied entry to Trinidad and Tobago. Senator Johnson-Smith says the Jamaican High Commissioner in Port of Spain, David Prendergast, has brought the matter to the attention of the Trinidad and Tobago Immigration Department.
There have been meetings scheduled, and he has been in touch with the Permanent Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs in Trinidad, and has requested an early meeting with the minister.
An internal investigation at the Piarco International Airport in Trinidad and Tobago has also started, and a report will be provided to the Jamaican High Commission on completion. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says the Agriparks project will be expanded. Minister Samuda says 3,000 acres of irrigated lands at Ebony Park and Spring Plain in Clarendon will be available for production in short order. A total of $190 million will be spent to expand the projects.
Our strategy revolves around the development of our agroparks. We now have 7 agroparks in all, and we will soon be opening another 2. These agroparks comprise some 6,000 acres.
Minister Samuda says measures are in place to assist farmers in the irrigation process. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.